Well, it's coming up to 3:45. I just passed the 40k to go sign to Marlborough, which is where I'm going to stop for the night. Back in Rockhampton, which is about 65k ago, where I had lunch, I called what I think is the only motel in Marlborough to book a room, and good job I did, because they told me it was the last one they had. The road's relatively flat here. The wind's a bit fickle. Sometimes it's behind, sometimes it's across, sometimes it's against. I think that's a sign that the weather pattern's changing a bit, because it has been predominantly following winds for me. I suspect that tomorrow I might have a northerly, which will make life a bit tougher. The road between Gladstone and Rockhampton earlier today was very busy. They're two major cities, and there was a lot of traffic. I had to head for the bush one time when an oversized vehicle came through behind me, and there was traffic coming the other way. He sounded his horn, and I just steered left into the gravel. Fortunately, I managed to stay upright on the bike. But there was, it was quite close. I got a little bit of a fright. Another time an oversized vehicle went past. It was carrying huge truck tyres, or actually earth-moving machinery tyres, which jutted out very widely, and I got a real close look at the tread on those tyres as they went past my head. There's a main railway line following the road, has been most of today. Some huge coal trains, probably more than a kilometre long, heading for the port of Gladstone to load up. And lots of signs of industry all around. However, since Rockhampton, the traffic's diminished a bit, although there's still plenty on the road. Still the main north-south road in Australia on the east coast. The clouds are starting to build up a bit, and I think on the horizon where there's some mountains in all directions, actually, I can see somewhere it looks like it's raining. So I've got an hour and a half to go, and I'd say there's a fair chance I'm going to get wet before I get there. But fingers crossed.